September 9, the power of grace, all-sufficient. Now therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 2:1. The lessons contained in the words of Paul to Timothy are of the greatest importance to us today. He charges him to be strong in his own wisdom, no, but in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He who would be a follower of Christ is not to rely upon his own capabilities or to feel confident in himself. Neither is he to be dwarfed in his religious efforts to shun responsibilities and remain inefficient in the cause of God. If the Christian feels his weakness, his inability, by putting his trust in God, he will find the grace of Christ sufficient for every emergency. The soldier of Christ must meet many forms of temptation and resist and overcome them. The fiercer the conflict, the greater the supply of grace to meet the need of the soul. The true Christian will understand what it means to pass through severe conflicts and trying experiences, but he will steadily increase in the grace of Christ to meet successfully the enemy of his soul. The darkness will press upon his soul at times, but the true light will shine. The bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness will dispel the gloom, and through the grace of Christ he will be enabled to be a faithful witness of the things which he has heard from the inspired messenger of God. By thus communicating truth to others, the worker for Christ obtains a clearer view of the abundant provision made for all, of the sufficiency of the grace of Christ for every time of conflict, sorrow, and trial. Through the mysterious plan of redemption, grace has been provided so that the imperfect work of the human agent may be accepted in the name of Jesus, our advocate. Man has but little power and can accomplish but a small work at his best. God is omnipotent, and at every point where we need divine help and seek for it in sincerity, it will be given. God has pledged his word that his grace will be sufficient for you in your greatest necessity, in your sorest distress. Christ will be to you a present help if you will appropriate his grace.